Sisters, peace be with you. Okay.
啊，今天我要引姐妹，和大家继续分享《使徒行传
Today, Sister Yingying and I will continue to share from the Book of Acts.
从去年开始，我就一直用《使徒行传》与大家分享。今天是第12次，今天的经文是在第7章。
Since last year, I've been sharing from Acts, and this is the 12th message. Today's passage is from chapter 7.
这一章记录了一篇特殊的讲道，证道者是斯提凡，听者是一群即将要杀死他的犹太领袖。
This chapter records a special sermon delivered by Stephen and heard by a group of Jewish leaders who were about to kill him.
这是整本圣经中记录最完整、篇幅也最长的一篇讲道之一。
This one is one of the most complete and longest sermons recorded in the Bible.
所以内容很多，我们尽量在2点钟以前完成，到时候看还有谁能够坚持下来。
So there's a lot to cover. Let's try to finish before 2 p.m. and see how many of us can hang there.
美国人在形容一场不喜欢的球赛的时候说 "It's a long game"，就是言外之意就是实在是太无聊了，可以终于结束了。
In America, when people describe a boring sports game, they might say it's a long game, implying it's dull, but at least it's finally over.
好，那我们做个低头的祷告，然后开始我们今天的
Let's pray.
分享。父神，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。今天我们弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起学习《使徒行传》的第7章，求圣灵在我们中间向我们亲自传讲，让我们弟兄姐妹们都得益处，让我们更加认识亲近我们的主。是祷告不配，奉基督耶稣的名求，阿门。因为时间的关系，我就不把这段经文全部念一遍。我们会在分享当中穿插的经文。
Because of the time, I won't be just repeat for each of the paragraph. We'll be communicating in a more summarized way.
今天呢，我们就想就三个方面来分享。第一个是谁是斯蒂凡？追求真理的人是什么样？第二个，斯蒂凡讲了什么？正道讲了，为什么他招人聚集？第三个就是如何拥有一颗追求真理的心。
So the 3 points covered for today are number one, who's Stephen? What does a truth seeker look like? Two, what did he preach? Why is truth rejected? Number three, how can we have a heart that pursues truth?
谁是斯蒂凡？他是初期耶路撒冷教会首次记载的7位管饭使的执事之一。
So who's Stephen? He's one of the seven deacons first appointed in Jerusalem Church to distribute food.
在经文里头，第6章形容他是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。这样的人，天为他打开。甚至耶稣在天上为他站起来。
Described in Acts 6 as a man full of faith and of Holy Spirit. Heaven opened for him. Jesus stood for him. His face shone like an angel.
这样的人在逼迫他的人的面前有天使般的容貌，面对如蚁般飞过来乱石，仇恨当中，斯蒂凡向主呼喊：“不要将这罪归于他们。”
So his face shone like an angel. When he faced stoned while being stoned, he cried, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
斯蒂凡成了教会历史上第一个信道的人，他用自己的生命为主做见证，成了一个被主重用的器皿。
The first Christian martyr he becomes, and his death shook the church and catalyzed in the spread of gospel beyond Jerusalem.
他的死震撼了教会，间接的促使基督徒离开耶路撒冷。分散到各地传福音。
His death helped crystallize the spread of gospel beyond the Jerusalem.
从那一天开始，就像主的吩咐一样，福音也因此由犹太人向外邦人，由耶路撒冷传向地极。
So, because this, the abundance of God was spread across beyond the Jerusalem and through the Jews.
被称为拉丁教父和西方基督教神学鼻祖之一，特斯良曾经说过：“信徒的血是教会的种子。
Tertullian once said, "The blood of martyrs is the seed of church."
”安提阿的圣伊格纳修是使徒以后的时代的教会领袖之一。他可能曾接受过使徒约翰的直接教导。
Saint Ignatius of Antioch, an early church leader and possibly a disciple of John, once said,
他最终被罗马皇帝投到野兽的笼中殉道。
He was killed by throwing into among the beast and died in the 300s AD.
他坦然面对迫害，说："我愿为成为神的麦子，被野兽磨碎，好得承以基督耶稣的饼。基督耶稣纯净的饼。Sorry。
Despite Emperor Domitian's massive persecution, he once said, "I desire to be God's wheat ground by teeth of beast to become pure bread of Christ."
他的见证激励了许多信徒坚定信仰，也鼓舞了众多未信者归向基督耶稣。
His death encouraged more and more disciples started to follow God.
主后303年的时候，罗马皇帝戴克里先疯狂地逼迫成千上万的基督徒，使基督徒殉道，但却造成了社会的这教会的空前的团结，信徒也大量的增长。
So Emperor Diocletian, his massive execution in the 300 AD killed thousands. The church become even more united and saw explosive growth.
今天我们虽然没有面临个人的生命的迫害，但仍然面临着许多的难题。
So even though today we're not facing a mass execution like before, but we face many problems in our life.
每天工作生活的压力，每况愈下的世界。
Pressures from work and life and a deteriorating world.
各种媒体大量的信息，实际上每天都在挑战你的价值观、你的人生观和世界观。
Media content that expose us and challenged our values and worldview every single day.
尼陀森弟兄曾经说过："神注重我们所事的，过于我们所做的。"
Brother Lee once said, "God cares more about who we are than what we do."
今天我们愿意以斯蒂芬的例子来鼓励大家，积极响应神的呼召，做一个对的人。
This Stephen's example inspires us to respond to God's call. Be the right person. Do it by faith and filled with the Spirit.
无论是管理饭食、传讲神的话语、家庭的生活、你的工作和人际关系，都能够凭着信心。能够被圣灵所充满。
Let's fill our faith and with God's Spirit, regardless it is serving food, preaching, managing a home, working, or just building relationships.
今天我们不会有像斯提凡那样的牺牲，但我们的主仍在呼召你，凭着圣灵的感动，委身于神国的事工。
We may not sacrifice like Stephen, but our Lord still calls us to invest in his kingdom through the Spirit's leading.
当年，耶稣在公会当中选择的沉默， 他就像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
Jesus remained silent before the Saradin, like a lamb to slaughter.
今天在同一个地方，面对不久前刚杀死基督耶稣的同一群犹太领袖，神却兴起了一位名不经传的斯蒂凡，为他放胆做见证。
But now, in that very place, and before the same group of Jewish leaders who had killed Jesus, God raised up the unknown Stephen to boldly testify.
在《使徒行传》的第七章1到53节里头，斯蒂凡回顾了从亚伯拉罕、约瑟、摩西、旷野、圣殿到基督的来临，最后他向这群人大声的呼喊。
In Acts 7:1-53, Stephen reviews Abraham, Joseph, Moses, the wilderness, the temple, and Christ's coming. At the end, he was proclaiming.
使徒行传第七章51到53节，你们这应着景象、心已耳未受割礼的人，时常抗拒圣灵。你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。哪一个先知不是你们的祖宗迫害、逼迫的呢？他们把那预先传说那义者的人要来的人杀了。如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。你们受了天使所传的律法，竟不遵守。
You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, just like your ancestors. Was there ever a prophet your ancestor didn't persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of righteous one. And now you've betrayed and murdered him. You who received the law given through the angels but have not obeyed it.
正道讲了什么？犹太人领袖为什么如此的恼怒呢？
Why were Jewish leaders enraged?
斯蒂凡回顾，神呼召亚伯拉罕以他立约，承诺应许之地，做多国万民的子孙。
Stephen reminded them, God called Abraham and promised him descendants and a land. God raised up Joseph to save his family.
神兴起约瑟，护理他。他父亲雅各和12支派的先祖，在埃及地兴盛强大后，却沦为奴隶。
God raised up Joseph to save his family, but after years of slavery, Moses led them out of Egypt.
但这一切都在神的救赎计划当中。
Everything was under God's guidance and planning.
神兴起摩西，带领以色列子民最后进入应许之地。大卫、所罗门得以建立圣殿。
So David and Solomon built a temple under God's will.
其实这段历史犹太人都非常的熟悉，也很自豪。但斯蒂凡却指出，犹太人正是在这些属灵的资本上出了偏差。
This history are the ones that the Jewish most prided of, but Stephen pointed out the spiritual deviation behind their pride.
他们骄傲的是亚伯拉罕的子孙，但他们却忘记了亚伯拉罕蒙恩是因为信心和顺服，不是因为割礼和律法。
They prided themselves on being Abraham's descendants, but forgot that Abraham was blessed because of faith and obedience, not rituals like circumcision.
外面受割礼，但心也未受割礼。外面有属灵的记号，但里面却没有属灵的实质。
There are marks outside physically, but not spiritually within their heart.
他们把圣殿当作神的住所，但并不真正认识耶稣是真正的圣殿，抗拒圣灵。
They ordered the temple, but didn't recognize Jesus as the true temple. They resisted the Holy Spirit.
他们推崇摩西和律法，但因着景象不愿回头，不遵守，更是迫害、杀害传律法的先知，包括以赛亚、耶利米。
They revered Moses and the law, but were stubborn, disobedient, and even killed the prophets, and now the sound of God.
现在他们又杀了神的儿子，又马上要对斯提凡下手。
As I moved on from killing the son of God, they are about to take actions on Stephen.
大家还记得以色列这个名字是怎么来的，是什么意思吗？
Does anyone remember the meaning of Israel?
就是以神摔跤的意思。
It means the one who wrestles with God.
其实不光是以色列人，整个人类天天跟以神这跟神在摔跤。
Not just Israel, but the whole humankind feel like we are wrestle with God every day.
斯蒂凡这段对犹太历史的回顾，是不是在提醒我们，我们仍然天天在与神摔跤，像当年的雅各一样？
Stephen's message is a mirror for us. We too wrestle with God daily, like Jacob did.
但希望我们也像雅各一样，在摔跤中放下自我，被神更新，被神祝福。
Jacob was reluctant to let go, but like Jacob, we may be transformed, blessed, and renewed by God in the struggle.
听到祝福，我们经常说“愿神祝福美国 ”（God bless America）。
God bless America. We hear that often.
今天7月10号是美国的独立日。
Few days ago, July 4th, Independence Day.
我有感动，和大家复习一下1776年7月4号独立宣言的最后一段话。
Let's review and revisit the Declaration of Independence.
为支持本独立宣言，我们坚定地依靠神圣天意的保佑，彼此郑重承诺，献出我们的生命、财富与神圣的荣耀。
With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor.
1630年，约翰·温斯罗普带领第一批清教徒乘船离开英格兰，准备在北美建立新的社会。
In 1630, John Winthrop, a Puritan leader, was brought to America to set up a new church.
在横渡太平洋的当中，他有一篇著名的证道。基督徒的慈爱之魔幻中这样说：
He said in the motto of Christian charity, "We shall be as a city upon a hill. If we faithfully obey God, He will bless us to be light to the world."
谢谢。
Oh.
我们将成为万民的榜样。若我们忠心执行神的道，主将赐福我们。使我们成为一座山上的城，让全世界都看见。他和清教徒认为，他们来到新大陆，不是为了光逃避逼迫，更是为了建立一个荣耀神的社会，成为世界的光。
So his main purpose to spread this word is that to tell his folks he's not here to escape, but here to build a nation with a mission that was to glorify God and to be light to the nations.
这句话成了美国后来国家使命感的起点。他们认为，美国是应该被神所拣选，要照亮列国的国家。
This message becomes the cornerstone, of the foundation of America.
今天，我们也可以像斯提凡一样，对美国这个国家现在的属灵的坠落，提出更严厉的、更痛心的呐喊和责问。
We could lament the spiritual decline, but I'd rather close with his reminder.
但我更愿意用这一篇长篇讲到， 最后的一段话和大家分享。
I'd like to use this as our final reminder from this passage.
我们必须这样想，我们是在山巅上建成，所有人的目光在看着我。如果我们背离了以神约定的这项事业，他就收回对我们当下的帮助。我们要成为这个世界上的历史与见证。
We must think that this way. We are the city on the hill. The eyes of people are upon us. If we turn away from the mission we have commitment to with God, He will withdraw His present help. We are to be the testimony and witness to the world.
弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，我们今天无论是回顾还是批评犹太领袖，重新思考美国的这个属灵的使命，我们的目的是希望我们大家能够在主里头相互的勉励，做对的人，合乎做一个符合神心意的人。
Whether we are examining Jewish history or America's mission, the goal today is to encourage each other in the Lord, be the right person, speak right words, and pursue the truth with a sincere heart.
是的，就是要坚持真理，追求真理。那什么是真理呢？如何追求真理呢？非常抽象，是不是？
So, what is truth? How do we pursue it? It's kind of abstract, isn't it?
请允许我借用斯蒂凡在7章30到34节里头详细记录的一段，出埃及记里头第3章。摩西的遭遇。
So let's revisit Moses' encounter with burning bush in Exodus 3, as mentioned in Acts 7:30 to 34.
在出埃及记第3章里头，摩西遭遇了燃烧荆棘，这是一个非常特别的经历。
It's a special encounter that Moses have in the burning bush.
他在何烈山看到荆棘被火烧着。但荆棘没有被烧着，也没有被烧毁。
So the burning bush, it was burned but wasn't consumed.
这是不是一般的火，它不用靠燃料，它也不会因风势而熄灭，它就像真理本身。
It's a not typical type of fire that we're seeing here. It didn't rely on fuel or wind. It was self-sustaining, eternal.
他有自存自发，不依靠任何的事情。他有永恒的生命与能力。真理是神的属性，是基督的本体。主耶稣说："我就是道路、真理和生命。
So it is almost symbolized the truth. That truth is the nature of God, the person of Christ. Like Jesus once said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
实际上，摩西的这个遭遇的这个过程，也非常形象的描绘出寻求真理的4个步骤。
What Moses has encountered also describes the four steps to pursue truth for us today.
第一是保持圣灵的敏感性，不消灭圣灵的感动。
Number one is to remain spiritually sensitive and not ignoring those moving parts that spirit brought to you.
第二，圣洁对待神的启示，这是圣地，必须敬畏。
Number two is treat God's revelation as holy.
第三，与神建立真实的关系。
Three, build a real relationship with God.
第四个是服从并付以行动。
Number four, obey the truth from resistance to surrender.
第一个是保持圣灵的敏感性，不消灭圣灵的感动。摩西说："我要过去看看这大异象。
So let's dive into the remaining spiritual sensitive part. Moses said, I will go over and see this strange sight.
摩西没有忽视这个意象，而是留意并主动靠近。
Moses didn't ignore this vision, he leaned in.
今天我们也需要在我们的忙碌的生活当中，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Likewise, today, let's not quench the spirit.
对神的提醒，对弟兄姐妹们的提醒，我们要保持一种察觉，而非冷淡。
Let's stay sensitive to God's whispers. Sometimes it's through brothers and sisters.
有一天，我开车到教会。后边跟着我车的一位姊妹提醒我说，我们教会这条路的门口这条路的限速是30个迈。她说你明显超速了。
A sister who was happened to drove behind me once gently told me, "Hey, the speed limit outside our church is 30. You were speeding."
这条路我走过不下于上千次，十几年了，这是唯一有一次，有一个组内的弟兄姐妹对我这么说，你怎么想？
I've been driven that road thousands of times for the past 10 years. Nobody has said anything to me, but once you hear something like that, what would you think?
心里的骄傲。我忽略，接下来一周，我开车出城，离我们这200多迈的时候，我就超速吃了一张罚单。
A week later, I was driving out of town and I got a speeding ticket.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the spirit.
第二，要圣洁的对待神的启示，这是圣地，必须敬畏。
Let's treat God's revelation as holy.
不可近前来，当把你脚下的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣地。
Take off sandals. For the place where you are standing is holy ground.
神提醒摩西，也提醒我们，不要把属神的显现当做一个普通的经历。
God reminded us, do not treat it God's revelation as not holy. It's not an entertainment either.
神是真实的，是圣洁的。他向人说话，不是为了满足这个好奇，而是要人敬畏和归正。
God speaks to us, wants us to treat God's revelation as sacred, is not to seek his own pride, but to ask us to lean in.
所以，我们读圣经、听讲到、祷告，也应该存在一种脱鞋的态度，敬虔、专注。认罪、悔改。
So, whether reading the Bible, listen to sermon, or praying, let's approach with reverence and respectance.
因为敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of Lord is beginning of wisdom.
我每个周二有机会来参加祷告会的时候，我们要跪下来祷告的时候，我就记得来陪，每次都把鞋脱下来。
Every Tuesday when we come here to pray, I've always reminded us to take the shoes off.
第三个，与神建立一个真实的关系。
Three, build a real relationship with God.
出埃及记第三章到第四章里头记录的神与摩西的这个对话，是圣经当中神与人互动最密集的一个记录的之一。
So in Exodus 3 to 4, Moses and God converse deeply. It's some of the most personal interactions and abundance in the scripture overall.
他在提醒我们，神愿意我们认识他，他愿意跟我们建立关系。
It's a reminder that God wants us to know him.
当我们像摩西一样有疑问、有挣扎，我们拒绝的时候，他是我们耐心宽宏的慈父。
Even though we doubt, struggle, or resist, he remains our patient, loving father.
为了听到我们的声音，他的手机从来不关机。
His phone is never off.
你打过这个电话吗？
Have you been calling?
你常打吗？
Have you often called him?
摩西从一开始就是五次的推迟，他借口软弱，口才不好。
Moses finally made five excuses.
但神并不因此放弃，反而一再的安慰以装备他。
But God didn't give up. He comforted him and equipped Moses until he finally obeyed.
最终，摩西顺服呼召，而成为以色列人的拯救者。
So Moses finally followed God's will and became Israel's deliverer.
弟兄姐妹们。今天，主耶稣也在呼召我们，呼唤我们，像摩西一样，像斯提凡一样，为他为真理做见证。你是什么选择呢？
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling us, like Moses, like Stephen. To witness for him and for truth, what would you choose?
That's all my share today. We do a pretty good job. Famous before too, right?
Great.
好，那我们低头让请莹莹姐妹为我们做一个结束的祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, thanks for speaking to us through bold testimony of Stephen and Moses. You reminded us that our heart could grow hard, our ears could be dull, and our eyes could turn away, even though when you're calling us. Please give us strength and courage to speak the truth of love and help us soften our hearts, open our eyes and hearts and ears to you. May we walk in the light with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.